Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. We have 30 minutes of great music and interesting insights into the rich tapestry of life. Every week we have a different theme, and tonight's theme is summed up by a wee girl overheard saying her bedtime prayer. She prayed ever so sincerely, "Dear God, I've goofed again." We can all identify with that. Dear God, I've goofed again. It's my own mantra. It's our family motto. It's the subtitle of the book, The History of the World. Speaking of confession prayers, I confess I like this prayer. Dear God, I must say that I've been a good little boy today. I haven't put a foot wrong. I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't fallen out with anyone. I haven't even thought any bad thoughts. Mind you, I haven't got out of bed yet. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. It's what we do about them that counts. Are we sorry? Do we say sorry? Do we make amends when we can? Do we learn from our mistakes? Our theme tonight is repentance, saying sorry, being truly sorry. Repentance is the start of moving on, but being sorry can be difficult. Here's Tracy Chapman.
Say, baby.
As Tracy says, words don't come easily. Three words like, I love you. Two words like, thank you. And one word like, sorry. There's a famous song which has the line, sorry can be the hardest word. We find it difficult to admit things to ourselves and harder to confess things to one another and to God. Rather than admit wrong and rather than say sorry, we sometimes tell lies to ourselves. We tell lies to others. We even try to tell lies to God, futile though the attempt is. Lies breed lies, and we dig ever deeper holes. The person who never admits a mistake never learns and never grows, indeed shrinks. It's far better to face up to things and to fess up, to confess to them, and then to learn from our mistakes and to move on, like John Denver.
Cold here in the city, it always seems that way. And I've been thinking about you almost every day, thinking about the good times, thinking about the rain, thinking about how bad it feels alone. I'm sorry for the way things are in China. I'm sorry things ain't what they used to be. But more than anything else, I'm sorry for myself. 'Cause you're not here with me. Our friends all ask about you. I say you're doing fine. I expect to hear from you almost any time. They all know I'm crying. I can't sleep at night. They all know I'm dying down deep inside. I'm sorry for all the lies I told you. I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. More than anything else, I'm sorry for myself. I can't believe you went away. I'm sorry if I took some things for granted. I'm sorry for the chains I put on you. More than anything else, I'm sorry for myself. For living without you. Thank you.
John there is sorry for what he had said and done, or failed to say and do. But most of all, he's sorry for himself. Being sorry for ourselves is not real repentance. In fact, it's still selfish. It's all about me and how I feel rather than the other person. But hey, it's a start. Why should we expect imperfect sinners to suddenly be perfect repenters? It's a process, a skill, a refinement of character which we have to work at. Ironically, the best people don't get much practice at repenting. But the rest of us have plenty scope for improvement in the marital art and the martial art of saying sorry. Here's All Saints singing Never Ever.
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention? Or did I not give enough affection? Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to make the same mistake again. You can tell me to my face, or even on the phone. You can write it in a letter. Either way, I have to know. Did I never treat you right? Did I always start the fight? Either way, I'm going out of my mind. All the answers to my questions I have to find.
My head's spinning. Boy, I'm in a daze. I feel isolated. Don't wanna communicate. I'll take a shower.
Never ever have I ever felt so low. When you're gonna take me out of this?
It is so easy to hurt one another in this life, and so often we manage it without even realizing it. We open our big mouth and we put our foot in it. We behave like bulls in china shops. Mr. Bean causes mayhem. Frank Spencer keeps saying oops. Mrs. Bouquet bullies. And sometimes we go too far and we pass the point of no return. Now there's a sobering fact. Repentance is not all about us. Repentance is also about us coming to our senses, repenting, and then us saying sorry to the other person. What about the other person? Here's Alison Moyet reminding us about them in this song. As you can see, we can be as sorry as we want, but what if the other person doesn't want to forgive us? The sad fact is that we remain unforgiven, and worse, there might be nothing at all that we can do about it. Oh dear, it's too late. What a sobering thought. And it does happen all the time. The milk is spilt, the horse has bolted, we can't put the genie back in the bottle, we can't turn the clock back. We have all these sayings because they describe a very real human predicament. We can't presume on the forgiveness of others. Of course, the other person, the one that we have hurt, would be advised not to keep nursing their wrath to keep it warm, as Robert Burns so eloquently put it. because that wastes their life. It just makes them bitter and twisted and ruins their future happiness too. So in truth, the only way to future life and happiness is genuine repentance matched by wholehearted forgiveness, as Albert Bogle sings here. It's a lovely combination, but it's not so easy to find.
All the hidden secrets buried in my heart. If you really knew me, it would tear me apart. Would you really love me if I took the blame? I'm walking on eggshells, trying to speak your name. There was something special about our love. How the years have twisted and abused love. But I'm ready to begin. Do you think that we could start again? Feel the spirit breaking in. Forgiveness, forgiveness is the way. Don't you leave it till there's nothing left. Don't you turn your face away. Forgiveness, forgiveness is the way. Your angry silence lingers in the air. There's nobody living in our living room. In the empty spaces, let us build a home. Life is for living, not for being alone. There was something special about our love. How the years have twisted and abused love. But I'm ready to begin. Do you think that we could start again? Feel the spirit breaking in. Forgiveness, forgiveness is the way. Don't you leave it till there's nothing left. Don't you turn your face away. Forgiveness, forgiveness is the way. Did I catch you smiling at my turnaround? The circle's completed, we're on holy ground. And if rings are warming and faith is too, let the joy of forgiveness bind me and you. There was something special about our love. How the years have twisted and abused love. But I'm ready to begin. Do you think that we could start again? Feel the spirit breaking in. Forgiveness, forgiveness is the way. Don't you leave it till there's nothing left. Don't you turn your face away. Forgiveness, forgiveness is the way. Do you think that we could start again? Feel the spirit breaking in. Forgiveness, 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 forgiveness is the way. Is away.
And when sincere repentance is matched by true forgiveness, then we get real reconciliation, It's the most wonderful feeling in the world. Oh, the joy of hurts being healed, trust being restored, love being rekindled. There's nothing like forgiveness, acceptance, and total and unconditional love. Such love and reconciliation is rare in this world, but it does happen, and blessed are those who experience it. The Bible claims that every time that it happens, it is God's love and God's acceptance and God's reconciliation coming to us through the other person, even if the other person doesn't believe in God. The Bible claims that God is love, and the only love in this world is God's love. The good news is that God does love us and forgive us and accept us. He even does so long before we decide whether or not to say sorry. His love is unconditional. And the further good news is that each one of us can be the channels of his total, free, unconditional love and forgiveness and acceptance. So let me leave you on this happy note, as sung by Don Francisco. It's based on Jesus' parable of the prodigal son and the loving father, Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. The story of each of us and our loving God.
I loved you long before the time your eyes first saw the day. And everything I've done has been to help you on the way. But you took all that you wanted, then at last you took your leave, and traded off a kingdom for the lies that you've believed. And although you've chosen darkness with its miseries and fears, although you've gone so far from me and wasted all these years, even though my name's been spattered by the mire in which you lie, I'd take you back this instant if you turn to me and cry. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed, I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again to me. And when you've come back to your senses and you see who's been to blame, remember all the good things that were yours with just my name. And then don't waste another thought before you change the way you're bound. I'll be running out to meet you if you'll only turn around. Just turn around. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed, I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again to me. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed, I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again.